So what is the status? What is the halacha regarding noshim by mitzvahs asei shazman groma such as tkiyas shofar, etc.? Now, if an isha does a mitzvah, certainly she's mekayim something. Even though she's not mitzvah, the Gemara says, oh, gadol ha-mitzvah mo'isa, yo'isa remisha ina mitzvah mo'isa, a person who has a command, has a chiyuv, and he does the mitzvah, he receives greater schar than a person who is mekayim a mitzvah without a chiyuv. First, Rashi tells you to explain, because the Yetzirah is there to challenge you when it is incumbent on you, when it's a chiv, when it's obligatory. Volunteering is relatively easy. To do something which you have to do. Chaim Kanievsky, I just read the other day that he remarked one year, Shavuos at night, he had a very hard time staying up. He says, I just didn't get to get that nap this afternoon. And it made it very hard for him to stay up. And he said that typically it's not a big deal to stay up, overnight. When you're doing it in a Yom Tov setting, just to stay up, not a big deal. He says, but when you have to do it, when you feel you have to do it, when it's part of the minig and part of the... So then he says, the Yetzer is there to put you to sleep. He says, it's like Gadol Mitzvah Va'Oisa. When it's a tzibur, the Yetzer is there to challenge you. It makes it more difficult. So in any case, an Isha can be Makayim, even if she doesn't have that tzibur. She's Eina Mitzvah Va'Oisa. Oh, but what about a bracha? Can she make a bracha? Sure, she can do the mitzvah, as long as it doesn't involve an iser. In fact, we learned she could even blow on Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Yaisi. She can lean on the carbon, according to Rabbi Yaisi. So she can get herself involved in the chiyuv. But what about making a bracha? Brings Tosfos that mutaris levarech al mitzvah saseh shazman groma, they can make a bracha, even though they're not really chayiv. The question is why? We know that making unnecessary bracha is an iser lo yisisa, and I meant to mention Hashem's name, levatola. Tosfos brings a chiddush, isn't this chiddush? Lo yisisa only applies when saying Hashem's name in a non-bracha setting. Mitzvah Shem Shemam levatola, that's an iser lo yisisa, a lav. But in a bracha setting, there's no loisis even a Torah. You're not meant to do it. It's Hashem Rabbanon. But you're not just wasting away Hashem's name. You're saying a bracha. You're praising Hashem. True, it's out of place. It's out of time. It's inappropriate. But it's in a bracha setting. There is no isim and a Torah of loisis in this case. A chiddush of Tosfos. It's only the Rabbanon. And Rabbanon allow an isha to say the bracha if she chooses to make her bracha. Interesting. Tosfos attempts to bring a raya from Birchas HaTorah, where we find that an isha will make Birchas HaTorah. Brings a Gemara in Megillah that an isha could be counted as an oilul HaTorah for the minion of seven that we need for Shabbos. I feel the isha of the cotton, and he says, how can the isha make a bracha Birchas HaTorah? She's not mitzvah on Talmud Torah. Mark Kedushin says the isha is part of Talmud Torah. So that Gemara in Megillah sounds like an isha can make a bracha, even though she's not mitzvah on the mitzvah. It says, Rebbeinu Tam, it's not a raya, because the Birchas HaTorah that we say by the Aliyah isn't really Mishum Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. In fact, even if one already said Birchas HaTorah, or he said Avas Olam Avarabah, and he's parted from Birchas HaTorah, he will make the bracha again when he gets an Aliyah. Apparently it's because of the Kavod HaTorah, etc. It's a different meaning to it, a different value, a different reason. And therefore, the fact that an isha makes a bracha at the Aliyah is not a raya to the general question of whether an isha can make a bracha on a mitzvah say upon which she has no chiv. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, one wants to blow for an isha. Certainly, we are knowing that you can do for the isha as well. But when it comes to a bracha, it's a little tricky because this fellow was already yaitse, and he shouldn't be making a bracha for the isha who doesn't really have a chiv. So the concept of being a Arevim Zelazet doesn't really apply. Rather, she should make her bracha. So, in line with Rebbeinu Tam and the minhag to make the bracha for Mitzvah Seish HaZman Groma, I believe it's the Ramah as well, Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure if the Mechaber agrees to it. So the minhag in the amongst the Ashkenazim that Isha does make a bracha on Mitzvah Seish HaZman Groma, so she should go ahead and make her own bracha for the shofar. So you stand in front of 30 ladies. They should make the bracha. Each one individually should make the bracha on tkiyas shofar and allow the man to blow for them. One more interesting thing I saw on the Sefer Panim Me'iros, he has a shaila. Somebody asked him. Unfortunately, he realized he was never putting on tefillin properly. He put it in the wrong place, below the hairline. So what kind of tshuva does he need? So he said like this. The two parts is the mitzvah say of tefillin, which he missed that. On that, tshuva is enough. You just do tshuva and you take care of the mitzvah say that was missing. Regarding the loisa say, this fellow was asking regarding the bracha that he was always making, which the chayru is a bracha of atala. So tshuva itself doesn't really work, as we learned at the end of Gemara Yuma, you need more than that. What about in this case? So the Panim Iris says, guess what? There is no loisa say here. Why? Although the brachas were levatala, because he wasn't really doing a mitzvah, he was in the wrong place, but since he mentioned Hashem's name within the context of a bracha, was packaged in a bracha, so we have a Taisus that says there is no issa leisisa menatera, there's no la menatera, at most it's only drabanan, and therefore he says, regarding tshuva, you don't have to treat it like a loisa say, which requires an extensive tshuva. A plain tshuva certainly would suffice in this case.